We pose the question to ourselves, what does Hashem want from us? Where do we begin in Avodas Hashem? But before we approach the answer to this question, before attempting to clarify these issues, we have to ask ourselves, and we have to ask ourselves honestly, do we really want to know? If we want to understand the answer, we have to really want to know. We need to have a true desire to gain clarity in these matters. The answer has little meaning if we don't care that much. If we view life with some seriousness and examine the fact that we were placed in this world and we study what our place is in this world, so we know, as every Jew knows, that our entire life is only for the purpose of serving Hashem. It's our obligation, but it's also our privilege to clarify the meaning and the purpose of the life Hashem gave us here. Mesillas Yesharim famously starts his sefer. He says, we must understand and appreciate that the place for our ultimate rest, menucha, and pleasure, idun, is the world of Gan Eden and Olam Haba. He says, there's too much difficulty and pain in this world to believe that this world is the ultimate point. This world is the goal. So to achieve what our true goal is, we need to know what is our job. What is our special task in this world? What does Hashem want from us? And what's the key? What's the key that gives us entrance to the next world? We can approach this from many angles. On one hand, we know that every one of us has been sent from the Olam Ha'Elyon, from the upper world, down to this world. Our neshama began in Shemayim and came down here. According to the Svarim, which deal with these issues, some neshamas are sent here from Gan Eden, and others come here from Gehenna. The common denominator is that we all returned here to this world to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If so, why did we return to this world? So some of the Svarim HaKadoshim say that each person has returned in order to correct at least one avera or one weakness, perhaps in midas, maybe in honesty, other areas. Svarim say that this weakness is a person's main test. And they say that you could even at times pinpoint what it is, judging from what kind of nisyanis and tests a person finds himself going through or suffering through in his life. This is all undoubtedly true. When faced with the question, so what would you think, considering our present state, is the most important and worthwhile area to start Avodas Hashem? So we might have a lot of different answers to that question. Maybe one person's weak point is in learning Torah, and that's where the first area to start working. Another will say, when doing self-introspection, he finds Lashon Hara to be his vulnerable point, not careful enough with guarding his tongue. A third might say that the issue they deal with is Shalom Bayis. They feel there's something that they have to deal with, and they have to deal with it fast. They find that they don't have enough patience with kids and wife and or husband. And we'll find all kinds of varied responses among people. And if so, it would seem that each person needs his own tailor-made response as to what is the correct path to follow, depending on his unique situation. But this doesn't identify the path of Avodas Hashem, because the truth is that even if a person was sent to correct one particular issue, the work doesn't begin there, but much before that. There is one point that everyone, almost without exception, must begin with. Let's think about this for a minute. Many of us live our lives with a measure of guilt and hope. We aspire, we have goals, perhaps we have a vision of what we'd like to become and accomplish. We also have things we struggle with, and sometimes that struggle can stretch on for years. We start to identify ourselves in our job in life to just correct that failing. Now, the problem with looking at it like that is that, you know, you walk into a house and the bathroom has a leak or the fridge is broken. So, okay, of course, the damage has to be repaired. But if there's no house, then there's no bathroom leak. If there's no house, you're not fixing the fridge. So first, a person needs to build a house, move in, and then you can start repairing the little details. So the case is the same with Avodas Hashem. Each person, each of us, we have to develop ourselves, building our neshama with a well-founded structure of Avodas Hashem. And only after we have built ourselves in a true way, then we can focus on correcting particular issues, being mesaken the individual job that we were sent in this world to do. Each person has to build up his neshama from beginning to end, and that particular detail is not the main work at all. So to clarify the question, the true question is, what is the path to building ourselves from foundation to completion?